tell you something, brother.
But to be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Pod. Mike, James, we have wrestling. SummerSlam. It's apparently 2 days now. We've just had Saturday night's main event. And I saw a YouTube video, Mike, that
yes.
has the booker slash head of AEW, Mr. Khan,
mm-hmm.
is one of the worst persons in pro wrestling.
What?
I don't quite believe that. I know. Mike, how are you?
I'm all good, but I'm very alarmed as a big AEW fan of this particular video you've referenced. Please tell me more, my dear fellow.
I don't know that much more. I literally just saw the YouTube video and it didn't make much sense. But I'll tell you what, it's slightly controversial mm-hmm. in the last week or two.
Yeah.
WWE have cancelled WrestleMania.
Oh, yes.
Where is it going to be? Just outside
New Orleans.
Yeah, New Orleans. That is out. No, it's not even in New York. It's in New Orleans. What am I talking about?
No idea.
And they're having it in Las Vegas. And that has gone down very badly with fans. And also, the week of Saturday night's main event, I heard they had to cancel a show because of low ticket sales.
Really?
Mm.
So, I heard about the WrestleMania thing. What show? Oh, are you on about an NXT show that was cancelled?
Possibly. I'm not sure what show it was.
Ooh, this is a surprise. I did hear about an NXT show being cancelled that they'd already sold about 1,700 tickets for. But I don't know. I've no idea what kind of size venue it was, i.e. was it because of low sales, etc. But is that... Wow, this is... What a bizarre WWE week. Do we have any idea why they cancelled the New Orleans Mania? Do we know about
money. I'm guessing money. That's a guess, because Las Vegas offered them more. Which is weird, really, because when you think about it, people want WrestleMania to come to their city because it the tourism stuff.
Of course.
Someone, I think I was listening to a What Culture talking about it, and they said the one negative about them coming to London is London doesn't need any more tourism.
Yes, I see your point.
In terms of, if that was the sole reason to come to, for example, Wembley Stadium, it wouldn't be for tourism or you know, in the area necessarily. That wouldn't be like the sole thing. I still think a WrestleMania and or maybe SummerSlam because of the weather at Wembley would make a lot of sense because it would bring a lot of tourism in the area and you would get a lot of different people, wouldn't you? Now, obviously, wrestling fans are different to your normal tourists, and because it's London. I mean, Heathrow, Stansted, Gatwick being the closest airports, London not being that difficult to get to, and with the infrastructure there, you would have a massive weekend, even if it was SummerSlam on a Saturday, Sunday.
This is very true. I mean, when you and I and the family went to Cardiff for the Clash at the Castle, was it. When I got to London to get on my train to Cardiff, I bumped into a wrestling fan, not a great shock, obviously, that weekend. And this particular wrestling fan had come from Sweden to London on a flight, obviously, to then get the train to Cardiff. So you're absolutely right. The way that the UK set up, especially London, it wouldn't just be London people. All of Europe would just flock to Wembley Stadium. So you're right.
Yeah, I mean, Sweden. And Sweden's far.
It is.
When you think about it, in terms of Europe, yeah, because when you think about it, say like you are French, German, Italian, Belgium, that's not that far. These days, that's what, 2-3 hour flight?
London. In the grand scheme of things, yeah.
By the time you get on the plane, within about, realistically, depending where you're coming from, within 5 hours, you could be in the stadium.
Oh, what a beautiful thought.
In London, couldn't you?
Yeah, you certainly could. But it is one of those things. You are right. London wouldn't need the tourism because you're right. It's one of the most tourist visited places in the world. But as an Englishman, I gotta say, fuck it, I want Mania.
No, I know. It would be an awesome weekend.
It'd be incredible to have the spectacle of Wembley Stadium, one of the most famous stadiums in the world, hosting WrestleMania. Oh, it'd be magnificent. But obviously, everyone listening from England, obviously we have people from where have you, but anyone listening from England is going to be thinking exactly the same thing. But there's going to be people in Paris and Madrid and wherever else are going to be thinking the same thing. Why doesn't it go to all of these places? Everyone's going to be thinking the same thing.
Well, that's why I said London. Simply because London, and this is me being, this is my British bias, I don't know about you being.
Go.
Because you said, because it's London, they've got the infrastructure, and all over Europe, if you're happy to take a plane, it is very easy to get to.
It's one of the most well-connected travel cities in Europe. I see your point. Yes, good point.
And the arrogance in me,
yes,
I know that there's something about live from Wembley Stadium in London.
I know
that means more than I struggle to find any European places that would maybe mean as much, but would mean any more. I don't think so.
I agree with you. It just has it just has such history and feel to it. Hello, Wembley. The idea of like Triple H saying that at the beginning of Mania, it gives me chills. Yes,
it does. It's amazing. On American time, say for example it starts at 7 and ends at 11 or whatever, even on American time, you're looking at about a late lunch. So people can be watching it during their barbecues in the summer.
It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? The idea of flipping burgers and watching WrestleMania. Gorgeous thought.
Yeah.
Of course, these days you would need to do two barbecues for both days, which is even better.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think? How do you feel? First of all, WrestleMania 2 days.
Yeah.
We've had a few now. Do you think it works?
I like it, personally. I mean, I don't know if everyone does, but I like it. Anything that makes it a bigger spectacle. WrestleMania weekend, it's outgrown one day. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, because if you remember, the show ended up being 5 hours, and I think in the end it was a bit long sometimes.
I remember that.
The fans there. Yeah, and even you and I watching, I remember, like, especially when you have a Roman Reigns match and no one wants at the end of it, remember? You're just tired at the end. So I think 2 days, you get more matches on, as well, importantly.
Yeah.
So you get the people their payday. But because it's not as big as SummerSlam, as WrestleMania, would 2 days work at SummerSlam as well, do you think?
You know, in my head, a bit of me doesn't think so. But at the same time, if you make it a 2-day event, it instantly feels bigger. It instantly feels like a bigger event, not just time-wise, but it feels like a bigger status of show just by giving it a second night. So there is a bit of that it wouldn't work unless they try it. But I mean, when I first hear the idea, I think, sounds cool, but I don't know, with Mania it makes sense. With SummerSlam, SummerSlam was the second pay-per-view. What was the second pay-per-view they ever did? Was it SummerSlam or Survivor Series? Do you know?
Ooh,
years back.
That I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, either way, SummerSlam is clearly, if you know the answer, email us at www.podcast@googlemail.com. But SummerSlam is clearly essentially Mania 2, isn't it? Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
It's the second big one. And I think giving it a 2-day thing makes that feel even more true. So you know what? I'm going to go against myself there. I'm all right with this.
Yeah. The only reason I'll be all right with it, though, the only problem they might have, I agree with you. I think 2 days could work. But I think with a capital B, they have to have the matches that people want to see in the storyline. So it's kind of up to them to make it a spectacle.
I see what you mean. You can't have any filler on that show. Is that what you're saying, essentially?
Not really. Well, yeah. I mean, you've got to have at least 2 or 3 must-watch matches on each show.
Agreed.
And then if you want to fill it, that's fine. For example, the rematch of Cody Rhodes versus John Cena, as an example, if they're going to do that, would be one of the main events, wouldn't it?
Without question. With a rapper that no one's heard of in every corner.
Well, yes. And this is the problem. WWE, they absolutely love to do their music hacks. And unless they're singing them and walking them down at their entrance, like it happened to CM Punk at Mania, etc. I always think it's a bit of a waste. But what I wouldn't have a problem with is on the pre-show, if you had, for example, like, I know they wouldn't get it, like a Green Day, Blink-182, a Limp Bizkit doing a set before the actual show starts. I think that would work a lot better.
That would be a lot of fun. And I mean, it's one of those things that with Mania itself, right? Because obviously when Mania first started, almost the selling point of it is the fact that it had celebrities, as well, if you know what I mean. So like you had Cyndi Lauper and Mr. T and whatever. So it depends how you look at it. You could argue that wrestling should have, that WrestleMania should have those kind of acts because it originally did. But I don't think it needs them anymore. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't need them anymore. But what I was trying, sorry for interrupting. What I was trying to say is, your Cyndi Laupers, your Mr. T's are much bigger celebrities back then than any celebrities they bring in now. If that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
That's the problem. For example, if you had Guns N' Roses there, or I know they're dead, or someone on the level of a Queen, which you know you could argue,
Did you say Queen or the Queen?
Queen. No, not the Queen. No, but
what would she do exactly? Someone...
Yes.
Sorry, Karen.
Special guest referee. That'd be amazing.
Crown on a pole match.
Yeah, if you actually had, and when you talk a celebrity, a rapper that everyone knows worldwide, a band that everyone knows worldwide.
Yes, if they can get some of that status.
It wouldn't be as much of a problem. Yeah, because I think when Limp Bizkit turned up, no one had a problem.
They're enormous. Yeah.
When Kid Rock turned up, I know people had an issue with it. The only reason they had an issue with it, he was singing his song while I think all the divas were walking down for like 20. It was WrestleMania 25, and it was the Women's Battle Royal, and everyone thought that was a massive disrespectful because none of the women got their own entrances, which everyone felt they deserved.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it wasn't the fact that Kid Rock was there; he's a big enough star. Mm. It was the way they used him.
Yes, completely agree with that. So what we need a big star who can be used in the right way, essentially.
So yeah. I mean, yes, I would. I mean, for me, if they had a SummerSlam in the UK, I've always said it. The music theme for the SummerSlam in the UK would be "We Will Rock You."
Yes.
You know, I mean, the crowd would be up for it. You imagine coming up next, and they present the versus screen with the "We Will Rock You" soundtrack down, but in the background, be perfect, wouldn't it?
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it? And then there's a little surprise: Adam Lambert and Queen come out and perform it.
Oh, see, that would be wonderful.
It would, because they're big enough for that stadium feel, you know.
Yeah, I know. What a kickoff to the show if they decided that to do that as well.
Incredible.
Yeah,
incredible. I mean, Queen at Wembley in '86, one of the most famous gigs of all time. It would just work.
Yeah. And you would get all the news in the UK.
Good point.
As well, reporting it. It'll be on the back pages probably of the Sun and the Daily Mail or something like that. You know, making it a big deal. I think a SummerSlam in the UK would work really, really well.
Well then, it must happen. Paul Levesque, if you're listening, if you wouldn't mind, darling.
Yeah, as much as I'd like a WrestleMania, the problem is the WrestleManias are now in big stadiums, aren't they?
They are.
And the weather in England at the end of March, beginning of April, let's just say you were not going to bet your mortgage on it being a nice day.
That is a very good point, unfortunately.
Yeah. Which is why I think SummerSlam works better.
And your barbecue idea for watching for America. That would fit very nicely.
Yeah, that's how you can sell it. It'd still be live. It just won't be in the evening. It'd be during the day. So, yeah, I mean, you know, and to be fair, I mean, how much sports? You watch football during the day. Sporting is on during the day, in the middle of the day. It's not necessarily at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, then, as usual, we've solved WWE's problems so quickly.
Yes. Yep, we have.
Tell me about this AEW thing. You skirted off a bit. What was that about? This weird Tony Khan, what did he say or something?
Well, I don't know. There was a YouTube video saying why Tony Khan is the most disliked person in wrestling right now, which I thought was wrong. I mean, I know, I don't get it. I know some of the booking maybe is not, people have suggested it's not as good as it was 5-6 years ago, but I still think that's kind of like subjective. I know WWE was a lot hotter going into, you know, around the Mania time now, but
I think
it has cooled off a bit. I mean, yes, we had John Cena versus Randy Orton. That was it was a solid by the numbers match. You kind of knew John Cena was winning that though, sadly.
Oh, the main event.
Yeah, that was at Backlash, wasn't it? And then you had Saturday night's main event, that was John Cena versus R-Truth.
I haven't seen Saturday night's main event, have you?
Yes.
What was the R-Truth match like?
It was right. R-Truth came out as John Cena.
Right.
Quite funny.
Nice.
And he even did John Cena's like five moves of doom.
And
got a massive cheer. Yeah. Got a massive cheer, but then John Cena won by kicking him in the balls.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
And then we had in the Jey Uso versus Logan Paul match.
Oh yeah.
John Cena came out and beat Jey Uso up, and everyone thought, "Oh my God, Logan Paul's going to become the champion now." Oh, and then God. Cody Rhodes ran in for the save.
Thank fuck.
Yes.
I know.
Which makes me think: are they doing a Cody versus Cena for SummerSlam?
Well, you can't help but wonder, obviously, which would fit. I mean. So I know as hosts we're technically supposed to be biased, but see, Logan Paul is one of those guys, to just go off on a bit of a tangent, who I want to hate him, but he's annoyingly good in the ring, is that kind of thing? But the idea of him being champion does feel strange. So I'm pleased that's happened the way that it went.
It would be the ultimate troll move. Yes, he's very good in the ring. However, the caveat I give to that, maybe this is slightly controversial, is I could be wrong, but I strongly believe for a lot of his matches there is a lot of rehearsal backstage, which obviously helps. But to be fair to him, he has good, really good matches. The problem I think with Logan Paul is they used to call it X-Pac heat. It's almost borderline. It's not we're booing you because we want you to fuck off, not because we enjoy booing you.
Like yes,
John Cena's heel thing. That's the feeling I get with Logan Paul. At the point now, it's just like, go away.
It is a bit of that. But at the same time, is that fair? Because he's clearly working hard.
He is, but he's not a nice person. That's I mean, this is the same guy that did a YouTube video, went to Japan, went to the Suicide Woods. It's a famous forest where people go kill themselves. And obviously filmed a dead person on his YouTube channel, obviously trying to get views. This was quite a few years ago.
Oh, my. That's hideous.
Yeah. I know. This is the kind of person. And then obviously apologised and then carried on. And there is, I mean, you just need to type in Logan Paul controversy. The YouTube one's a fact. It happened, you know.
That's revolting.
Yeah, and it's just little things like that I'm thinking, I don't think you're a nice person anyway.
And I bet Tony Khan wouldn't do that. I don't think he's that bad.
No. Maybe we need to do a Logan Paul special episode saying, would Logan Paul shit in your handbag? As in, is he as bad as Randy Orton? I don't know.
The thing is, Logan Paul would shit in your handbag, but then buy you the most expensive one ever to replace it. Maybe that way round. Because he's so loaded.
He is, isn't he?
He is.
It's amazing. He is very loaded.
He is extremely wealthy.
Sorry,
I want to go one more time back to Khan. Sorry to interrupt you, but...
Yeah, okay, let's go to Khan.
Only for a minute, because until what you just said, all I have heard over the last sort of few weeks, because I've seen a few bits, like Mercedes Moné, obviously Sasha Banks, has said how easy Tony is to work with because she has more creative freedom. Mm. I've heard Lashley and Shelton Benjamin say the same thing. Everyone I've heard talk about Tony Khan has said that he's lovely to work with. If anything, a bit too nice. He lets people get away with shit. But the idea that he's suddenly an asshole, I'm finding this very hard to compute. I must look this up sometime. Unless it's just someone who's anti-AEW. Who knows? But I find that a very strange thing to hear.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because you know more about him than I probably do. Hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I think AEW... I want it so bad to succeed, and it is succeeding, but I can't, I'm not saying it's gone, stale's the wrong word, but it's almost, it feels like the popularity has evened out over the last 2 or 3 years, and I want it to go up more.
Sadly, that makes sense, and I will say this, about a year to 2 years ago, I completely would have agreed with that. The booking wasn't quite working and the ratings were down. I will say this though, since, because you know how obviously WWE's on Netflix, AEW have recently done a thing where you have your TV ratings and also they're on that streaming service Max.
Yep.
And the figures for Max have come out recently and they're very good. What's happened is they only get about 600,000-700,000 a week on TV, on cable, which is not very good, because they used to get 1 million a week. But it turns out on Max, they're getting about 500,000 a week just on Max.
So they're actually, the audience is bigger.
They're actually getting about 1.2 million every week. So over the last few months, and the booking has improved, I think, in recent months, things are clicking back into place, in my opinion.
I hope so. I want it so bad to do well, because, I mean, let's be fair, it is the biggest competition that WWE have, even though it might still be considered slightly small time. Having said that,
that's fair. I mean,
all you need is WWE to start booking badly, and it's going to help AEW, assuming they come up with an equal to better product. Because we saw that in TNA. That's how TNA started to do really well. It was just, they became very popular at the same time that the WWE booking was a bit shit.
This is true.
And this is before you had your Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff come and ruin it.
The problem for AEW is, even though they are doing better than they were a little while ago, in my eyes, WWE at the moment is so fucking hot.
With the Netflix deal, it is. And the only thing I think that can stop WWE would be poor booking.
Agreed.
Would be, for example, a very boring 2-day SummerSlam, to the point where, ooh, I hope we don't do this, is when we are talking about after SummerSlam, we're thinking, what was the point of that? It should have been one day. That's what you don't want to hear. And it doesn't take much to go wrong. You know, a couple of bad injuries here, a couple of bad booking decisions there, and it all starts to go like the internet. It's, you know, like it's opening a floodgate, sadly, these days.
Do you know what I want to happen, though?
Yeah.
Because obviously I love both companies. I watch them both, as you know. I don't want either one to fuck up. I want them both to grow. I want them both to grow. So even if it means AEW is not serious competition for WWE, which is, in my head, I'm fine with that. As long as both of them grow, and then the whole industry grows, I'm the happiest man in the world.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
I don't think it's about them compete against each other. I think it's about the industry as a whole thriving.
That would be the perfect world. And I know you say about competing, but people are always going to compare the two because they're the two biggest wrestling companies.
You're absolutely right.
AEW to do, I like the fact that what they've done with Ring of Honor. With AEW, and then what WWE WWE now got this deal with TNA.
And they've bought AAA. Yeah.
They bought that was massive, wasn't it, wrestling? I mean, that was insane.
That is a big deal.
I mean, that is a massive statement, yeah. I do have a question though. Do you believe in Joe Hendry?
Oh, of course I do. I love him in London and Paris and Tokyo. America, Scotland, and Canada, and Mexico. Of course I believe in Joe Hendry. Carry on.
For 2025, that's the best entrance.
Oh, it's superb.
It is.
And also, it's a really good example of self-made marketing, because until he released that song as a single, I didn't know who he was. And then I've listened to it, and now everyone knows that he's fun. He's just a really fun, and he's good in the ring too.
I mean, he's the complete package, I might say. I did feel a tiny bit bad from a WrestleMania. Don't get me wrong. For the life of me, I wasn't thinking he was going to beat Randy Orton. But I wasn't happy with the way that match ended, though. It made him look a bit more like a joke, and he deserved better than that. I thought Joe Hendry did.
I know what you mean, but the trouble is, when he's against who he's against, how the hell are you going to book that? You know what I mean? It's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one, but then... Because they've now used him in, like, I think, in one of the NXT pay-per-views, it would have been nice to book him a bit stronger, but still have Randy go over.
No, that's true.
The way Randy won was a joke. It was almost like when Booker T does the spin-a-rooney and gets an RKO. And he turned around, Randy Orton RKOs, how about just kick out of that and let the match last another minute?
That's true.
You know?
Even if he just kicked out of one and then, as you say, lost to a second one. That would be great.
So people aren't thinking, oh, you idiot, you turned around, did you Joe Hendry thing and lost? No, you still kicked out, for example.
And then loses.
Yeah, because then it doesn't make him look so weak, especially then, if you then decide, which they did, to use him in NXT for, where he was defending the TNA championship.
It makes a lot of sense, because if you're going to partner with them, you want them to look strong as well. I see what you mean.
Yeah. And is it really going to hurt Randy? No. Is it?
I think he's untouchable, to be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. Beyond his peak by
21 years.
Yeah. 21. 21. Fuck.
Yeah.
Not 11. 21 years. Oh, my God.
It's a weird thought, is it, that he's been around that long and he's still that good?
He is very good. Yeah, he is very good.
I never would have said that in the early days. In the early days, I thought he was awful. But my God, how wrong I was proven.
I just thought until he started having that feud with Christian, there were those really good matches. I think, yeah, I've always thought his matches were really boring up until then.
Another headlock Randy.
I mean, I think the only match I thought was really good was the before that. What was the one with Mick Foley?
Oh, yes. Good.
Yeah. And the one with The Undertaker at WrestleMania as well, which I thought was quite solid. Other than that, I was never really got excited about a Randy Orton match until, obviously, I think he went against Christian.
I was similar. I can't remember what feud it was that did it for me, but it took a long time for me to be convinced of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he's kind of like solid in the ring. You know, like he's like your B/C grade, but it was never spectacular. And WWE, I mean, let's be fair, they never gave up on him, rightly or wrongly.
Very true.
In spite of the stuff he's done. I mean, it would have been very easy for him had WWE given up on him. And I wouldn't have been surprised, or I wouldn't have been shocked if they had given up on him. I'd have understood.
Given the suspensions and that, you mean?
Yeah. I think the fact, if they had given up on him, we would be talking about another Jeff Hardy, in my opinion. Because he sorted himself out. Does that make any sense? Is that being too harsh, or could you see that?
No, I think that's a very interesting thought. If they had just gone, sod it, you've been suspended twice, go away. Could Jeff Hardy have been that guy? You know, the trouble is, that would have purely been down to, as you got it, if Jeff Hardy could have stayed clean.
I think he would have spiraled, though, like Jeff Hardy did, Randy Orton. But I think
Orton
never
would
gave
have.
Up on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I mean. He would have
been like in TNA, maybe back to WWE, and I think because of that, he may well have spiraled, and we'd be talking like him, like Jeff Hardy. Like, I can't take Jeff Hardy seriously at all anymore. I'm so sorry.
No, I get that. He's shot himself in the foot too many times, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's basically. I hate to say this, but he's basically the next Scott Hall before Scott Hall started looking after himself.
You know what? It's possible. Obviously, neither of us want this to happen, obviously. But...
No.
Yeah.
I mean, let me put it. This is a bit sick and dark.
Go on.
And I don't mean it in a horrible way, Mike. But
tomorrow morning,
you opened your phone and heard that Jeff Hardy OD'd and died in something, other than being sad, you wouldn't be completely surprised.
Unfortunately, you are. I would not be shocked.
And I hate the fact that I said that. He was one of my childhood heroes. He was my brother's favourite wrestler. I remember playing him in all the games. But it's just that he's had all the chances I think Randy has had. Maybe a bit less. But he's completely, in every... I don't know how bad he's been in AEW, but from WWE to TNA, he's ruined it all. And it's all him,
sadly. It is, unfortunately. And I will say this, so Jeff Hardy has been fired a couple of times for, as you say, his drink and drug issues, right? Mm-hmm. Randy Orton was obviously suspended a couple of times, but in my head, and this may sound like a bit dark as well, to be suspended or fired for being a drug addict, to me that's a lot worse than crapping in a bag. You know what I mean? I will say that.
That is a lot worse than crapping in a bag.
So maybe it's a bit weird for us to compare the two. But sadly, you're right. We would not be shocked.
No,
we would not be shocked.
It is really sad, isn't it? As much as I love Jeff Hardy, and to the point where if the Hardy Boys came back as a tag team in WWE, other than that initial pop on the day they came back, the next day I wouldn't really be too bothered.
Oh really?
No, not anymore. I really like Matt as well. I love the Hardy Boys, but the sad thing is, I'd probably be more excited about the Dudleys getting back together than the Hardy Boys.
Well, at least the Dudleys, you'd think the run would last longer with the Dudleys.
Yeah.
Because in a horrible way, be waiting for Jeff Hardy to mess something up again. I don't want to be horrible to the guy, but there is truth to that, sadly.
And it's so sad because he was so, he was so, so good. Another guy who I think is not as bad as Jeff Hardy, though, if we're talking about not ruining careers, but significant moments to the point where in a parallel universe, you could have done so much better. RVD.
Ah, yes. The weird thing, yes, that's true. That is true. RVD, because was it? He was WWE champion finally, and then if I remember rightly, he was both.
Yep.
Oh yes, you're right. Thank you. He and Sabu, God bless, I adore Sabu. Obviously, we recently lost him. Were caught driving the wrong way up a one-way street, both high off their tits.
Yeah, and, absolutely inexcusable. I mean, I don't quite agree with doing it, but I always think if you're going to do that kind of stuff, do it in your house or in a private place where no one can see you. Especially if you're going to be a public facing figure. I know there's drug tests and stuff, so he may have failed anyway at some point. But then don't do that. I mean, WWE, they built you up. You are now the guy in the company
after all those
pretty
years.
Much, for those two bucks, and you fuck it up within a month, within a few weeks. I can't believe it.
See, this is why it's safer to be me and James and just be addicted to wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, in your case, Formula One as well.
Yes. And talking about, this part of the story, talking about backstage, a lot of the old school wrestlers are critical of a lot of the new people. Because a lot of the new people, the newer generation, let's say, instead of steroids or going out drinking after pizzas, doing naughty things backstage, they're just quite able to sit down and play their PlayStations against each other, for example, and they were criticizing them being boring. I remember an interview, I don't know who it was, obviously some old school wrestling guy, big name guy, and the other guy, I think the interviewer was commenting on it, saying, but wouldn't you rather have that? They're sitting there, they're not off their faces. They're not abusing wise women, doing anything controversial backstage. They're sitting there having fun, playing their PlayStation, waiting to go on their match. A lot less seems to be going wrong with wrestlers nowadays as it was in the 80s, 90s and 2000s.
That's a very good point. We heard of so many deaths of people who were big in the 80s and 90s, but obviously the current crop are still very young. This is like an obvious thing to say, but it's a very good point. I mean, it's like, although I'm not a video game person particularly, and I do like a drink, but the idea of, if you're going to have a group of talent in a locker room and you had in some weird universe the choice between, do you want them hooked on drugs or whatever and being wehehe rock and roll, or do you want them quietly playing video games and keeping themselves safe? Of course you'd pick the second option.
I know.
What a weird thing to come out with, yeah.
Yeah, saying, oh, no, they're not, you know, back then we were much time. I'm sure they were. But you do.
But they're alive.
You imagine, right, back in the 80s and 90s, if we had social media like now, Twitter, Facebook, stuff, how many controversies there would be and how much more we'd know. It would be terrible.
We'd know about what really happened between Hogan, Savage and Miss Elizabeth. We'd probably know about that. We know the realities. Interesting thought.
Yeah, and absolutely. And speaking of Savage, would we know more about the Stephanie Savage thing?
No, indeed. The weirdest, we'll never know, but the weirdest, I hope, rumour in wrestling history. So weird, I'm not even going to tell the story.
No, but with that rumour, if that did end up being true, would you be surprised? Probably not.
I would be, you know what? I would be shocked, so God only knows if I... Yeah, who knows? But I have no idea. Although, wouldn't it be weird if years later it turns out that 18-year-old Stephanie did get one of the guys backstage, but it wasn't Randy Savage, it was Jay Lethal doing an impression?
Oh my God, that'd be terrible.
That'd be hilarious, though.
That'd be terribly funny.
Oh, yeah!
18 years old, oh my God, yeah, that'd be... Yes, Jay Lethal, that'd be terrible.
Notice in my version of the story, she's 18. I'm making very clear.
You're making it very, yes, very clear.
WWE Pod, wrestling where I don't want to get sued.
Yes, wrestling where I don't want to get sued.
Ideally.
Ideally, yeah. So
it wouldn't look as good on the back of a T-shirt, though.
No, it wouldn't look as good as it. I nearly wore my wrestling thing to work the other day. It was a white T-shirt. I picked it up and thought, oh, no, better not.
Ah!
Might want to take that off. Yeah.
I occasionally use that as a pyjama top.
Yes. It is a good pyjama top.
It is a lovely thing, the idea of, like, but also the idea of waking up in the middle of the night and my partner going, what's on the sound that saying you're back wrestling but with more vagina? Oh, God!
I know.
But she's used to me by now. Both of our partners have had to get very used to our little oddities, but we're lovely. We're lovely people.
Do you think we're lovely people?
Email us at wwpodcast@googlemail.com. Only send the nice ones.
Please do only send the nice ones, people.
Only send the nice ones. So, let's see. What else is happening in the wrestling world? Double or Nothing, the AEW show, was recently. I haven't finished watching it yet. We've got Money in the Bank coming up in only a couple of weeks.
Well, one match has sort of been confirmed by the looks of it.
Go on.
I forgot now. It's Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
I think. And... oh. I think it's Cody Rhodes and... yes. Well, the Uso. The Uso. Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Versus... John Cena and Logan Paul, I think.
Yes, I did hear that. They said that at the end of the Saturday Night's Thingamy, didn't they? So that's
not bad.
That's a very big tag team match. There's a lot of star power in that one, definitely. Who do you think could be winning the Money in the Bank matches this year, though? Who do you think's on the cusp?
I don't know. I've always wanted to see. Wasn't it this time last year, some couple of years ago, LA Knight was so big, wasn't he?
Yes.
And he's kind of, I wouldn't say tapered off, but I'm trying to think, I mean, you've got to, in terms of the guys, you've got to think maybe him.
Yes, although I do say, I know what you mean there, but 2 years ago is probably the right moment, though. No, he could still do it, that's true.
It reminds you of the Jeff Hartwell. Jeff Hardy, when we cared about him, it was a year too late in the title.
That's a bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe someone like Bron Breakker?
Yeah, that's possible. Bron Breakker. Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be a big one. Maybe he could win it and then win the belt, and then Seth Rollins is like, now that he's won the belt, he'll give it to me. And Bron's like, no, I'm fucking not. Could be a bit of that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
There's a storyline already. We're so good at this.
We are absolutely amazing. I honestly thought it would be Logan Paul. Would be a shout, didn't get it, because everyone would be shit scared he's going to take a title.
Ah, but now, I see what you mean, but obviously now with the tag match it won't. Yes, I see your point. I can see that happening. And also, if they can't think of anyone, they can always just give it to The Miz again.
That would be quite cool.
Do you know they recently announced he's had more losses in WWE than anyone ever?
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, Timmy, I know because you've met the guy. I think probably he's a very nice guy, and I think he's a genuine hard worker.
Yes.
And because of his character, he's never gonna be the Wrestler of the Year. But he's very good at his promos are better than his wrestling, I think.
Fair enough.
But I think his wrestling's good. I don't think his wrestling's bad. It's just, we're not, it will never, he'll never be like a Shawn Michaels, a Jericho. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles.
That's very true. But he's so consistent. I cannot think of a bad Miz match. And if there were any, they were like 15 years ago, you know?
Yeah, and I think they've ruined his character to the point where he's become a joke now, where even when he lost the title, he was still a very serious contender. Maybe for the title, and if not for the IC or the mid-card belts, he'd be one of those really good people that, like if Jake was saying, you'd have to go through to get to the top, and he's not that. He's not that now anymore. And I feel like they've wasted that with The Miz.
Could it? Yeah, so I was about to say, could that still be the case? But maybe not now he's getting a little bit older, I suppose. But he is one of those guys, I think, that who's a bit like we said about, I can't remember who we said now, a little while ago, Joe Hendry. He's a really self-made guy, The Miz, I think.
Well, funny enough, funny you mentioned Joe Hendry. A rumor I heard about WrestleMania was that the WWE wanted a Miz v Joe Hendry match.
Ooh, that would be fun.
I think the feud would have been awesome, but they wanted the Miz to go over. And I think TNA were like, we're not having the Miz beat our champion. And that one I completely agree with. That would be ridiculous if they got the Miz to beat Joe Hendry for me.
It would be a bit ridiculous considering he doesn't really do so much now. If he was a regular guy still, the Miz, I'd understand it. Because he'd be back after ages, beat Joe Hendry,
I think had we had the Miz where a couple of years after he headlined Mania, I mean, he beats Joe Hendry. Obviously, he's going to screw him because he's the bad guy.
Indeed.
And then he's got then Miz turns up on TNA saying, "I'm your TNA champion, worship me." And then at the next TNA pay-per-view or thing, you've got Miz v Joe Hendry and Hendry wins it back. I mean, amazing. There you go. Done. Lovely.
We're so good at these storylines. We're so good at booking.
We are. See? They need to hire us.
They do need to hire us.
Absolutely they do. Yeah. So there we go. But I think we both believe in Joe Hendry.
Without question. In London and Paris and Tokyo and in Torquay as well.
In Torquay as well, yeah.
Yes.
The other day I had to speak to my brother and tell him who Travis Scott was. To the point where I didn't really have an answer to that either. Because it was, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Who the fuck's Travis Scott? That's so funny.
A short show, but a fine one. Still available on iTunes. Whatever they call it, whatever it's called now.
It was available on iTunes. It was very good. It was really good. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. So, yeah, so we've got SummerSlam. Obviously, we've got money in the bank. Before we go, who do you think... So, you mentioned potentially Bron Breakker.
Mm.
What about the girls?
Yeah, good point.
I don't know if they've all been announced yet, but who do you think should or could?
I think potentially... Who do I think? Okay, well, obviously, you think about the established ones who don't need it, like Liv Morgan or Rhea Ripley would probably be in the match, but she wouldn't need to win it, sort of thing.
Mm.
Roxanne Perez is a vague possibility, but she's only just arrived, really, on the bigger scene. So
Alexa Bliss? Possibly.
Oh, that would be good. That'd be a great comeback story.
Yeah. She's too big, though, but you could get Becky Lynch to win it, I guess, couldn't you, if you wanted to?
Well, based on that, what about Lyra Valkyria?
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be cool, because then she could win it, eventually win the belt and be Lyra Two Belts, and then that would further the feud with Becky Lynch, who, of course, was Becky Two Belts. I know they've sort of done that, but that could work.
No, that could work. That could work. What's another one? Yeah, that's my favorite. That would be my preferred option. Lyra Two Belts. Yeah.
What about Chelsea Green? She's very over. I know she's taking that totally seriously at times, but she's very over Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
And a possibility.
That's another one, isn't that?
I would probably, if I was going to pick right now, though. Oh, ooh! Is it too soon for Stephanie Vaquer?
Never. Whatever. When you think about it, even if you think it's too soon, if you can preempt a push, which is almost impossible without hindsight,
indeed.
You remember, you've got a year to cash it in.
That's a good point. They win it now. They build them over a year. Kaboom.
Yep.
It's
been nearly a decade, hasn't it, since Seth Rollins stole it at WrestleMania.
Yes.
So you could do something similar again if you wanted to.
You certainly could.
But,
so based on that, the winner of the Women's Money in the Bank match will also be Bron Breakker.
Will also be...
Just for fun.
As long as it's not Santina.
I knew that was coming.
I need counselling from that. That was the worst, such a horrible angle. Not because he did it really well. It was just the fact that he won that, the Women's 25... Butter Royal completely shitting on the whole women's division. That's the only reason why they're not.
He was crapping on the women's division over several generations because there were loads of them in there over the years. And also the fact that we started talking about Kid Rock and musical performances in Maine, we've come back round at saying Battle Royal. It's almost as if I wrote this last night.
It is almost, yeah. Well, on that note, I guess, Mike, I think we've peaked. Take it away.
We have peaked, and it's not even 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Last week, I wasn't wearing any trousers when we did the show, and that was genuine. I was sitting. That was genuine. I was sitting there in my underwear doing the show. What am I wearing this week? I'm gonna. Good night.
Monday Night Raw, the WWE Sports Entertainment, the state of Florida, the country of the United States, the Western Hemisphere, the planet Earth, the heavens above, the galaxy, the crap that we love, the universe itself. Oh, yeah! We'll never. Again.